Our Savior came, not with fanfares or processions, no. He came so silently. And similar to us tonight, the shepherds and kings bowed down while Mary and Joseph looked on. And I wonder if they all understood what was before them. The one who breathed a billion stars and planets into place. The one who with his very fingertip carved the oceans and raised the mountains. The one who had written and ordained their very life and existence. The one who blew the very air they were breathing in that moment as they knelt down to worship their newborn king. The one who would live for them, speak for them, fight for them, die for them, and would raise to life again for them. Can you picture this moment? The majesty of heaven laying in a manger, covered in the filth of earth. Two worlds, one Savior, who would bridge the great expanse between heaven and earth and do for us what we could never do for ourselves. Oh, that we too might look upon the majesty in the manger, the majesty that laid down his crown to come for us.
Shepherds stare into a sky, holding angels from on high. What good news is given them? A miracle in Bethlehem.
Unexpected royalty, born tonight for you and